Craig Anderson is the IHSA Executive Director. Craig, I appreciate you joining us. I know you've got a madcap schedule, and I've only got a few minutes, but let's talk about the highlights of the IHSA decision about fall activities, okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me.
The headline is, for a lot of people, what's happened to football, and that's going to be moved to practice in February, games in March. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, March and April.
Well, how many games will the kids play then?
We think we can find at least the length of time that we've dedicated for that, quote, season is 9 weeks. So we think we can get a 9-game schedule in that time frame.
I noticed the coaches all seem to be thumbs up on that, but you know, and why wouldn't they be? But, boy, I looked it up. On February 15th of last year, starting that week, the average high temperature was around 32, 33 degrees, and the average low was in the upper teens, middle 20s, that sort of thing. Will the games be in the evening?
Well, that's a really good question. A lot of those decisions will be based upon how our membership chooses to work through this. While we're starting on February 15th, the games aren't scheduled because of our acclimatization period, aren't scheduled to start until March 5th. And as you indicated, weather in March 5th can be much like weather in mid-February, but we'd hope that it'd be somewhat improved, but we may see more Saturday afternoon games or game times at a variety of dates or times, simply because, you know, we don't know where we're going to be at that time. But all schools are going to be have to be flexible with their scheduling and recognizing that the weather could play a part of what they're able to do.
Do you know, I spoke this morning to a woman who called in and her son's on cross country. She's happy they're going to run, but she's worried the way they all line up and run in packs. She worried that that would be dangerous. Cross country goes off in the fall. Is there anything to mitigate her concern?
You know, what we've agreed to is to work with really small groups. So we're not going to permit invitationals.
Oh.
So no competition with more than three teams will be contested in cross country this year, and we think with the smaller number of teams competing that they'll be able to spread them out at the starting line, potentially have staggered starts and do those kind of things. So I'm with you. The perception of cross country is big invites with lots of runners, mm-hmm. and that's not what we're talking about here.
Well, with any of these fall sports, are you going to have state tournaments then?
Well, that's still to be determined. Until we are able to have additional levels of opportunities, a state tournament culminating with a state champion, to be honest, is unlikely at this point. We'd like to culminate a season with some regional level tournament to bring, again, depending upon the sport, a limited number of teams, whether it be in a bracketed format, mm-hmm. or when you think of a sport like cross country, that would having even a regional would exceed what we're recommending in the number of teams. So it's going to vary sport to sport, but what we know as traditional state final championships and state final days is unlikely.
Craig, I have only 30 seconds left. I appreciate the limited time you and I have, but what's going to happen to band and other sorts of extracurricular activities?
Yeah, we're still working on the activities side. We think there are a number of our activities that could be the judging of things could go on virtually. And so we're looking at, and some of our schools are already implementing and trying out and planning for some virtual speech competitions, as an example.
Right. Yeah.
So we think there's some outlets for students to practice and then compete in a virtual setting. Even in our drama group interpretation, you know, they could perform, have it videotaped. And,
Craig Anderson is the IHSA Executive Director. Oh, this is great, Craig. Thank you so much for your time. We'll visit again soon. I really appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Stay well, sir. It's 11:58.